This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a deal between WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and the U.S. government.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will plead guilty to a felony charge in a deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will resolve a long-running legal saga over the publication of a trove of classified documents. Assange is scheduled to appear in the U.S. federal court in the Mariana Islands, a U.S. commonwealth in the Western Pacific, to plead guilty to an Espionage Act charge. Prosecutors have agreed to a sentence of the 5 years Assange has already spent in a high-security British prison while fighting to avoid extradition to the U.S. to face charges. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The European Union opened formal accession talks with Ukraine on Tuesday after Kyiv's decades-long effort to join the organization, Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
The launch of talks, though largely ceremonial, is an important step for a nation that has spilled blood and pushed through the reforms required in its pursuit of EU membership. Ukraine filed its request to join the EU days after Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. It sees membership as validation of its fight to embrace European values. Ukraine cleared initial hurdles to accession in December by showing progress in fighting corruption and rebuilding its judiciary, among other areas the EU considers fundamental. The negotiations with the EU are expected to take years to conclude.
South Korea says it will consider sending arms to Ukraine after Russia and North Korea rattled the region and beyond by signing a pact to come to each other's defense in the event of a war. The comment from a senior presidential official came Thursday, hours after North Korea's state media released the details of that agreement. Observers say it could mark the strongest connection between Moscow and Pyongyang since the end of the Cold War. This is VOA News. Germany says it's extremely concerned about rising violence on Israel's border with Lebanon and the growing risk of a full-blown regional conflict. It's according to Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock on the visit to the region on Monday.
Together with our partners, we are working hard on finding solutions that can prevent more suffering. The risk of an unintended escalation and of all-out war is growing by the day.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaled on Sunday Israel could move more troops to the north, where fighting against the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militia has escalated on the border with Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insists he will only accept a partial ceasefire deal that would not end the 8-month-long war in Gaza, casting doubt on the viability of a U.S.-backed truce proposal. Netanyahu said he was ready to make a partial deal to bring back some of the 120 hostages still held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip, but said that they're committed to continuing the war after a pause in order to complete the goal of eliminating Hamas. The espionage trial of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is set to begin in Russia this week. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral with more.
Gershkovich is the first American journalist to be detained on spy charges in Russia since the Cold War, and could face up to 20 years in prison if convicted. The FSB said it caught him, quote, red-handed, trying to obtain military secrets. Russian prosecutors say Gershkovich carried out the illegal actions using, quote, painstaking conspiratorial methods. They did not release any documentary evidence to back up the charge. The Wall Street Journal says Gershkovich was on a reporting assignment and has said the accusations are based on lies. It denies he is a spy and demands his release. The trial will take place behind closed doors.
Millions of Americans sweated through yet another scorching day while floodwaters force evacuations in parts of the Midwest, including a town in Iowa whose own water level gauge was submerged. One person was killed during flooding in South Dakota, according to the governor. From the Mid-Atlantic to Maine, across the Great Lakes region and throughout the West to California, public officials cautioned residents about the dangers of excessive heat and humidity. In Oklahoma, the heat index, what the temperature feels like to the human body, was expected to reach 107 degrees. The National Weather Service warned of the potential for rare tornadoes in the Northeast. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Yeah.